What is up, Midnight Tokers, Afternoon Inhalers, and AM Hookah Smokers? This is the AM Hookah Podcast, the weekly podcast that is every Monday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, talking about the world of hookah here on YouTube and also on Twitch. I am the M in the AM Hookah Podcast world. With me, as always, is the guy that is able to load a bowl with his eyes closed and his hands tied behind his back, Adrian Hunter. What are you up to, my good friend Adrian? What are you doing?
You keep giving me qualifiers that don't actually apply to me at all.
No, they all work. They're wonderful.
I'm just going to roll with it. I'm good, dude. We're hanging out. We got Bracken here for the first time with both of us. He was nice enough to chill with me last Monday and do our little thing. I'm so glad Matt's back, finally. You know, he did technical difficulties last week, which was great. But, you know, the podcast feels a little normal.
Yeah, I am
good though.
I'm super excited to be back on the actual podcast. It feels like it has been far too long. I know it's only been a week, but there was like a 2-week break before that, obviously. So it just feels like it's been a long time. So like, I'm glad to finally be back and talking with everybody again. This week we are, of course, joined by our producer, Mr. Brack Daddy Bracken Cox. He joins the show with me and Adrian to do a little bit of an interview. We're going to talk about the history of the show and what else, you know, maybe what we do, don't like, and some other random questions. If you guys got a question, drop them in the comments below or in the comments to the side or the live chat, however you want to refer to it as. But I got to ask you, Bracken, you were here last week to fill my shoes. How was your time as a co-host here? I enjoyed the show immensely. I listened to it on my flight home, and I thought it was super enjoyable. So I want to, you know, tell you thank you, obviously. But how did you enjoy being a co-host?
It was great. Everything I ever wanted in my life, aspirations. I've reached the pinnacle of dreams and hopes.
Matt, I'm going to kill you, by the way.
Oh no, what'd I do?
You're using an old template for the show.
I'm using the old template.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I did grab the old one, didn't I?
We're taking a step back, buddy. Bracken and I nailed it last week.
Do I have the new template? Hold on a second. I don't even know if I have
you
the
have
new
it.
Template.
It's in the drive. You have it, period. I put it there and you said it. It's there.
I grabbed an old template that I was using. My mistake.
So you'll see around us this mustard color brick. I've updated it and Matt just doesn't give a shit.
I like the mustard color. That's why. I love the mustard. It looks so mustardy.
So sorry to cut you off, Bracken. I just had to mention that.
Hey, it's the podcast, so content is quality content, however you wrap it up.
All right, so first and foremost, I want to say hello to everybody in the chat. We have some awesome faces, familiar faces. What is up, Kyle Smith? Feels like it's been a while since I've been able to talk with you. We got Dude Where's My Hookah. Rob is here in there. Etch Gaming as well. Robert Pope, how are you doing, good sir? It's really been enjoyable to have you in the chat. I love the way that you write. I just think it's phenomenal. Honestly, I do. Akeem, the original superfan, is here as well. We just have so many awesome people that are already here, already stopping by. You know, it's so fantastic to spend the time talking with you guys and doing the show, obviously. But you guys really do make it worth it. So it's cool to see all you guys arrive early and be a part of it. Frank is here as well. I saw Hookah University here. I saw THL here. And there's some cool news that we have going on this week, Adrian. I don't know if you know, but we have some exciting news that we're going to be talking about very shortly.
I hope it. I hope Adrian knows.
I hope so, too.
I don't know anything.
I'd be worried.
My main man's Pots and Pans, Bilu, is here as always. Oh, so very awesome. Camran is here as well. He's already popping the questions, bringing the fire, as the kids would probably say. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into the show a little bit, and let's talk about what we normally talk about. Let's go ahead and start it off with what we are smoking, as this is a hookah around podcast where we like to talk about hookah and stuff like that. So if you want to know exactly what we're smoking, you can use !smoke and find out exactly through our amazing Nightbot that everybody loves so very much. But before I talk about Nightbot, I should talk about Captain Wetbeard, who is our moderator and one of our team members here as well, which is absolutely fantastic that he's here as always. Really appreciate that, obviously. But Adrian, let's go ahead and kick it off with you. What are you smoking on today's episode?
If you type in smoke !! into the chat, it's going to lie to you because I lied to Matt. I thought I was going to smoke Zoa Tropical Amazon. And I took a big whiff and no, wait, it's backwards. I had planned to say this because I was, it isn't backwards. I was planning to smoke Wild Africa. I'm smoking Tropical Amazon. It's a Zomo flavor. I forgot. I haven't smoked Zomo in a while. So as soon as I took that first inhale, it was like Menthol City, which I'm a fan of, but I wasn't ready because I've been spending all day smoking Tangiers with no cane in it. I've had some absinthe. Maybe we can talk about that later.
So you're a fan of the menthol hit.
I'm a fan of the menthol hit. Even as cold as it is here right now in Michigan, It's pretty good. I can't figure out what the flavor is, but I'll try to decipher it as
what's the name of it? Wild Africa?
This one is Wild Africa. No, Tropical something. I can't remember.
Tropical Amazon. I believe it's
a Tropical Amazon, yeah.
I believe the Tropical Amazon is like a citrus type flavor with like oranges in it and stuff like that. I could be wrong. Maybe there's some guava, you know, tropical.
There's definitely something citrus in here. It could be an orange.
There's menthol.
But menthol is the forward. It's very menthol.
I was never able to figure out what Zomo tasted like because I guess I'm not a menthol guy. Every time I would smoke it, it was just a cough. Just cough nonstop. Like, yep. All right, I'm not. Not made for this menthol stuff.
Cameron just said mint and menthol suck. You're in the minority there, bud. Rest of my setup exists too. Yeah. Gen 1, all of the other information is correct. It's a Gen 1 Apache by Alpaca Bulls. Matte pair, I mean, what else? And the matching hose. 3 titanium flats on top.
Oh, what a phenomenal setup, as always. I actually like the Zomo menthol kick as well. I'm with you. I don't mind it so much. I think that they toned it down compared to what it used to be, but I'm not sure if I've ever been able to distinguish if I got like the old batch or the new batch or what it was exactly, because I always kind of tasted the same amount. I thought Tropical Amazon was really good. I almost smoked Wild Africa because you said you were going to be smoking Wild Africa, so I'm glad I didn't, because then we wouldn't be twinsy-endsy anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered, I guess, at the end of the day. We also got Derek Moses saying, you as well. I would love to hear what your guys' thoughts are on Zomo in the chat. I like Zomo for the most part. I've enjoyed the majority of the stuff that I've tried from them, and I like their kind of flavor profiles and kind of what they do with their flavors and stuff. So
I mean, they are a global brand, so they are doing something right. They're exploding in Brazil, South America, right? From what I understand, but immensely popular down there. So hey, if you're hitting home runs on the home team, you might as well, I mean, don't fix it if it ain't broken. But
mm-hmm.
What about you, Bracken? What are you smoking today?
Well, I'm smoking the exact same flavor that I was last week on the podcast. I'm smoking Tangier's Pumpkin. I'm smoking it out of a brown clay stone oak bowl. I love it. It's a little bit smaller than the normal stone oak that I have. And I mean, dude, those bowls.
Yeah, they're phenomenal looking. I want to get myself a Stone Oak so very badly. I was going to meet up with Brandon and get myself a Stone Oak, but sadly it fell through, so I'm not getting it today, but hopefully in the near future I will be getting myself one of those, so I'm super excited. Oh, and then the LaCroix sponsor of the day's episode is Mango, is that correct?
Today's is Mango. I felt like it would pair good with the Zomo.
That's that's perfect, actually. Zomo and LaCroix. Seems like they go together pretty well for the most part.
You just love explosions of sensations in your throat. Menthol, oh my God. Carbonated water. Man, you're just really exfoliating the experience today.
Yeah, boy.
Hitting the stench from all sides. I'm also smoking out of the Saoka hookah. I have my finger on my mute button so that I can purge it, and it doesn't.
Purge it, not muted real quick.
Okay.
That is such a loud purge.
Hold on. I think we're getting a phone call. I think we're getting a phone call. No, that was just your purge. That was just your purge.
No. The more I smoke it, the more I play with that purge ball, the more I can, like, I'm trying to, like, master getting it to rumble forever. I think that would be kind of fun to be able to be like, oh, yeah, I can purge that. And then just, and people be like, all right, dude, time to stop. And just keep sitting there and just keep it rolling. Who knows? Maybe we'll get, like, a challenge going or something. Who can make the soak of bounce the longest or something.
Somebody just put in exclamation point meth, and I'm pretty sure we need Nightbot to for now on whenever that happens, they need to say, I guess Cam is here, because that would be pretty much perfect. I feel maybe I'm wrong, but that seems like it would go hand in hand. I don't know.
Exclamation point meth.
Yeah, exclamation point meth. Because he's always talking about meth in the chat. I don't know what it is, but he just seems like he wants to talk about that. You know, no judgment here.
He likes meth.
No judgment here. No judgment here. On today's episode, I am smoking out of my Bambino bowl. I'm doing a mix of Sherbetli, actually, because it's been a while since I've smoked any Sherbetli. I'm doing a mix of the Acai flavor and the Ice Cranberry flavor out of my Carbon One stem, actually, today. Using the Provos, obviously, and all that kind of stuff. But I'm actually using my Carbon One hose as well. I haven't used this in such a long time, and it's such a good hose. Really nice, lightweight, and just a low profile one, and it's just, I don't know, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. Johnny Hetfield Hookah is here as well. What is up, Johnny? Nice to see you in the chat today. That's what we are smoking. If you guys are curious as to what we are smoking at any time, you can check all the commands down in the description below, and you can use exclamation point smoke to see exactly what it is we are smoking. But let's go ahead and move on. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're not watching us on YouTube, if you're listening to us, come over to YouTube, check us out. Come see what we look like. I know that like a lot of times I listen to podcasts and I don't know what the person looks like. And then like you see their Instagram and you're like, that is not what I expect them to look like at all. Mm-hmm. Come see what Matt and Adrian look like.
And Bracken.
Come see. I mean, I'm not really that fun to look at, but you could if you wanted to.
Any of us? All right.
And then also
we have a topic today, believe it or not.
We do. But also we are on Twitch in case you are wondering if you are a fan of using Twitch and stuff like that. You can go to twitch.tv/amhookah as well. And you can find us over there as well as here on YouTube where you may probably already be watching us. And then we also do the audio podcast. So you can find us all over on all the many different audio podcasts. You can go and check those things out. Yes, we do have a topic. We're going to get into it very shortly. It's going to be an interview that Bracken has set up for me and Adrian to be able to go over and talk about. Somebody says it's not working. Oh, the meth isn't working. I haven't got it set up yet, Cameron. Just hold on. Hold on till next show. I'll get that set up. I promise I will. Justin Young is here as well. Nice to see you as always. But before we get into the topic, let's talk about any new videos, because I believe we have both released a couple new videos, Adrian. You have released at least an unboxing, if nothing else. What else do you have going on your personal channel, which is the Pipe Dream Hookah here on YouTube, if you guys want to go and check that out?
All right, yeah, Pipe Dream Hookah. Well, I did just release the unboxing. This really nice guy, apparently he's worked with Zach before, his name is Rami. He hits me up and he's like, Adrian, I love your channel. I want to send you some stuff for review. So I hit him back with the, well, I kind of don't do that. I stopped working with Five Star Hookah because I sometimes do negative reviews and that tends to be bad for business. He hits me back with a, no, I'm like a walk-in smoke shop and you can review it all negatively. I just want to send you some shit. Shout out the shop if you can. And if you don't like some of it, either review it negatively or don't even bother with it. And I'm like, all right, man, that seems legit. So he sends me this box. Go check out the unboxing. It's actually, he was apologizing. He's like, it's not going to be that great. Sorry. It ended up being 2 kilos of Bazaar Dark and like 2 kilos of Tangiers amongst other stuff. So
what?
Yeah, it was a good box.
I always love it when people are like super humble like that. And then they just surprises you like, oh, sorry, it's not that good. What are you expecting? Like a couple 50s of like AF, maybe some quick lights, some mouth tips. Shows up to like Azur and Tangiers. You're like, oh, this, okay, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. I was super stoked. I forgot how good Azur Dark is when you know how to pack it. It's incredible. And yeah, that's where I got the Zomo from too. So that's that video. And obviously Mondays are either the Alfacher series or the Starba series. Tonight's the Alfacher series. It's not dropped yet. It's currently at like 80% of uploading to YouTube. It goes live after this. And it's going to be on Alfacher Vanilla.
Ooh, Alfacher Vanilla. I've been waiting for that. You were going to drop that last week, or not last week, but 2 weeks ago, and you decided not to because you wanted to get a review out for somebody that had asked for a review. Isn't that right? Yeah,
it was on Alfacher Peach.
Yeah.
These nuts were like, yo, do it. And I'm like, well, I have some, so okay.
And with a name like that, how can you say no? Am I right?
Adrian is a man of the people.
Exactly. I dropped a new video on my channel as well. I did a review for the Hipster Mint from Trifecta, the Dark Line. I did a review for that, went over kind of what I like to do with it and stuff like that. Very good flavor. I don't need to sell it to you guys. It's from Trifecta. You know that it's a good flavor. Go and check out the review if you're interested in my thoughts about it. But I can tell you right here, right now, that it is a good flavor. It's a good mint, and I just really enjoyed it a ton. And I think that anyone that is a fan of mint, so Cameron, maybe don't worry about this so much. But for most of the other people out there, I think you're going to really enjoy it. So go and check that out if you want to. Yeah, it's pretty fantastic. So let's go ahead and talk about some news. Adrian, are you ready to get into a little bit of news information?
Let's talk about some news information.
All right, hold on. Well, first, okay, wait. So there's some, okay. Hold on a second. Adrian, yeah, we got to go over. We got to talk about this. It's really important. We got to sell this idea, and we got to make sure that the people know about it. Are you okay with that?
No, we're not talking about that.
We have to talk about it right now.
Adrian, can we talk about this?
Yeah, I don't.
We're talking.
I'm not comfortable with that. I think we could just ignore it.
Adrian.
They're waiting. Everyone is waiting. And we're not going
to. Okay.
I still haven't talked about
it. We have to talk about it right now. We have to talk about it immediately.
I swear to God, I'll leave the fucking podcast.
You listen, can't leave.
We did the rock, paper, scissors, and you lost. You're talking about it.
I'll fucking quit.
No. Okay, we good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, now nobody was able to hear exactly what it is that we were talking about right there, but yes, we have some big news right now. AM Hookah Podcast, AM Hookah is teaming up with THL, the brand, the group. We are teaming up with THL, and we couldn't be more excited about this. I think it's really exciting stuff. We're going to be doing some fun things with them. They're going to be doing some fun things with us. It's going to be an absolute blast. Adrian, how excited are you to be teaming up with THL? I know you're a big fan of that group and what the guys have going on over there.
Yeah, I'm just so excited to work with Frank and Tommy.
I know you are. We really are. I think it's going to be a fantastic time. We've been talking to them for a little while. We've been getting some ideas that we wanted to push through and really do with them. It's going to be a really fun season, and then moving forward with them as well, doing some stuff. Hashtag THL Life, obviously. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a really fun time. They're going to talk about it more on their show as well, The State of the Smoke, that happens on Thursday nights as well. So if you want more information, go and check that out. We've already posted about it in the groups a little bit and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm excited. Bracken, what do you foresee the future being with THL?
Well, I think it's more than just THL. I think what they're doing there is trying to really develop a lifestyle brand around hookah. And I think that that's pretty killer. I think we can all identify with that. So I mean, I'm excited. It's not like, hey, this is the Facebook group, but like, hey, this is what we do.
Yeah. And I think that some of the stuff,
everybody can get behind that.
Oh, I think so for sure. And I think some of the cool things moving forward in the future that we're going to be able to see is a lot of interesting partnership things where we're going to be helping each other with different show ideas, different things happening in the community and stuff like that. THL is a really good place in the community because so many people are there, obviously, right? Everybody is there and hanging out and doing stuff in there anyways. So like we're able to really get together and do some fun things in there. So I'm really excited for it. I think it's going to be a fun time. It's something that we wanted to share with you guys, obviously, as soon as we got all the plans and stuff hashed out and stuff. But moving forward, man, it's going to be fun. It's a AM Hookah Podcast and THL in a partnership. It's going to be fun.
In the interest of full transparency, a lot of people I felt might get the idea that we're going to be exclusionary or kind of not wanting to talk about other groups because that's how a lot of these things work. We just want to be completely transparent. Obviously, all the groups are awesome. But this is a working relationship with our good buddies.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully it helps the community itself quite a bit. And I really wanted to do it.
Yes. Yeah, we still love going to all the other groups that are there on Facebook and stuff like that. THL is just it's a good hub for everything. And I think it's a really good place for everyone to go occasionally and stuff and hang out there. And I don't know, it's fun and it's exciting for the future. So let's go ahead and get further down the line and talk about what the actual show is kind of more gauged and around. If you guys have questions in the chat that you want to ask for the interview portion of it, drop in a question mark so that we're able to find those and easily shout them out. But yeah, let's go ahead and jump over to the interview portion of the show. It's going to be an interview of me and Adrian done by Bracken. So what is up, Bracken? Hit us up with these questions. I'm excited for this.
What is going on, AM guys? As you guys know, my name is Bracken. I'm the producer. What does that mean? I'm still waiting for a good definition. So maybe the chat knows what it means. I don't know either. Matt and Adrian, they don't know. We're just kind of figuring it out. But today we wanted to take a deeper dive beyond the hookah, beyond what's in the bowl, beyond surface level topics. And we just wanted to get to know the two dudes, the A, the M, Adrian and Matt. And so today we are going to be asking them some questions, getting to know them a little bit. And what was that you were doing with your hands?
Nothing, man.
Was that an A and an M with your fingers?
Oh, man, that would be a gang sign. That's not cool.
Okay, we might have to figure something out. I think we could develop that. It looks pretty cool. But, wanted to kick it off, right, in the words of the mystifying and magical caterpillar, the man himself, Absalom, from Alice in Wonderland. Who are you? You can see it through the webcam, but it was letters and shapes and figures. It was very very accurate the way that it portrayed in the –
I'll fix it in post.
Yeah, it was so highly produced, I thought Dr. Noopsauce is the one that did it, actually.
It looked just like the animated movie, but it was real life, IRL. But, guys, who are you? I want to talk to you guys, find out a little bit about who you are as an individual. Adrian, we're going to start with you.
Shit.
Adrian, who are you, man? Like, where are you from? What are you doing when you're not making content for AM Hookah, when you're not living the pipe dream? Plug the YouTube channel. What are you doing? Who are you?
That's a big question. I guess I'll answer it in the best way I can and just kind of go over what fills up my week when I'm not doing podcast stuff and other YouTube stuff. Let's see here. I am, defining yourself is a difficult thing, right? Because you're like, okay, these are things I do, but is that who I am? But I'll try my best. I am a musician. I've been playing music for like, shit. I'm a classically trained jazz musician, bass and contrabass.
What does that mean?
Stand-up bass guitar, like the big acoustic ones, look like big-ass cellos, okay. As well as electric bass and guitar. I'm a string musician.
You can read music, and you're pretty privy on chords. And
we could talk about the Circle of Fifths all day if you want.
Ooh, classically trained.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, I played in a lot of rock bands and stuff growing up. And then hookah actually is pretty, it absorbs quite a bit of my life because I enjoy hookah when I'm not doing the podcast and stuff on my channel. Obviously, I mean, why would I be doing a podcast around it and running an entire YouTube channel around it?
So you find time to smoke hookah outside of your content creation?
I probably smoke just as much hookah off camera as I do on camera.
Okay.
So, which is, you know, it's quite a bit of hookah and I'm not dead yet. So there's that.
Got the black lung.
Yeah, exactly. I work within the hookah industry. I work at a lounge here locally, which is a lot of fun. It's a new experience for me because what I'd like to do is eventually I'd like to open up my own spot. And this is kind of a long-term plan. This is something I want to get all my ducks in a row for because it's not like I'm not trying to do a hole-in-the-wall lounge type thing like we have so many of here in Dearborn. I don't even think I want to do it in this state. I'm not quite sure yet. But that's my vague big plan.
International.
Yeah. This is something I'm working towards you know, very slowly. I'm a business major. You know, I've got a bachelor's degree in business. Okay. So, I mean, I have the know-how to do it. It's just...
Where'd you graduate from?
I got my associate's from over at Schoolcraft. Okay. And then I think I need to... I just finished up all the credits I would need from over at Wayne State over here. But I definitely need to go in and talk about getting the actual piece of paperwork because I haven't done that yet. You don't need a business degree is the thing that they don't tell you. What a business degree gives you is a piece of paper to say, look, I know what I'm doing. And it gives you some actual knowledge. But the actual truth of the matter is that it doesn't matter. It's not like a skilled trade. So it's not a fake thing. Exactly.
It's not you what don't, you know, it's who you know.
And I took too many classes. I could have stopped at an associate's. As a matter of fact, it would have been much more financially responsible to stop at my associate's or even just a certification just to get that baseline knowledge and some piece of paper saying, look, I did a thing. Because, you know, they say the associate's degree is the new high school diploma. And let me see. What else do I do? Who the fuck am I? Hookah, music. I play a shitload of Magic the Gathering. I'm a nerd. I'm into tabletop gaming. That's a lot of fun. We have a YouTube channel around that that's about to drop next week.
Okay. We'll have to get that plugged.
Yeah, I think so. It'd be really fun. My brother's the GM. That dude's a genius. My younger brother's like probably one of the coolest people in the world.
So for people who aren't privy to that world, what does a GM stand for?
We use DM or like Dungeon Master because we're super nerdy. Okay. But GM is like Game Master.
Okay.
This person who writes out the actual game. We're not LARPing or anything. It's very much tabletop, nerdy kind of stuff. A lot of combat. And it's just a lot of fun. So we thought we'd make a channel around it since I already know how to edit. And it's not like I don't do enough already. But my brother's an awesome guy. I wanted to do it with him because he's having a second kid. So he's giving me my second nephew, which is really cool. And I feel behind because I have no kids and am not married and I'm 2 years older than him.
But you're the cool uncle.
I am the cool uncle. That's what I try to be. My first nephew, Noah, shares my love for Nintendo. I'm a big Mario freak, like old school Mario.
Like you literally check all the boxes of a cool uncle right now. You play bass. You've been in a band. You have longer hair. You smoke hookah. And you like video games.
I never thought about it that way, but yeah, I guess so. Sweet. I'm the cool uncle. I'm not going to answer that question, Mois, because I don't watch Bollywood movies. I'm so sorry. I think that does a pretty good job of wrapping me up as a human being. I mean, everyone has their little tiny things they enjoy doing for the most part. I mean, I watch a lot of anime. I'm a bit of a weeb.
Yep.
There's that. So
I know that you have a special someone in your life.
I do. I don't talk about her a lot because she's super not involved in what I do here. But my girlfriend of like 5 years, her name's Rachel. She's at work right now. And she's always here when I'm podcasting. She's just in the other room dealing with all the noise I make in here and hearing one third of the podcast because it's kind of weird to watch it from the same house. I know Bridget, Matt's wife, sometimes does that, which is just awesome of her. And we certainly do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And then shit. Yeah, I think that wraps up me as a human.
Is something that you and... Remind me your girlfriend's
Rachel.
Name?
Rachel.
Is Hookah something you and Rachel share, or is
no? Rachel is asthmatic, and she's not the biggest fan of it. She's not so bad that it gives her a problem with smoking in the house, but she typically doesn't smoke. Although she does enjoy pan flavors or pond flavors, so I did give her a KM to smoke pond out of because she's a huge fan of florals. Wow. She actually kind of opened me up to florals a little bit more, but it's like once a month maybe she'll smoke, so it's very casual. Okay. Not like we would, like 2-3 bowls a day, but yeah, definitely she does smoke sometimes.
Sorry, I was trying to mute myself. I missed
that. I hope that does a good job of summing up me the best I can in the course of 5 minutes.
Yeah, that was great. That was awesome. I feel like I know you so much better now. I've actually learned things about you that I didn't know. So if no one else took anything from it, tough. I enjoyed it. So that's all that matters at this point. Tight. Well, Adrian, thank you so much. Matt, hey, you're up next. You're on the hot plate.
Yeah.
I could do the who are you for you as well. But
no, it's cool.
I want to superheat it, man. Where are you from? And what are you doing when you're not making content for the AM Hookah and your channel, Matt Desend?
Yeah. So, my name is Matt. I have a wife. I've been married for almost 12 years. I have 4 daughters, which is something that a lot of people know because I've tried to be an open book for the most part. I love music as well. I'm not classically trained. I'm just like, I try to fiddle around on the guitar and stuff like that. I like to sing and write music and stuff like that. Something you may or may not know is I actually wrote the music for the intro that we do for the AM Hookah podcast. I did all 3 of them that we've had for season 1, 2, and 3. I really enjoy doing that kind of stuff a ton. I'm a big nerd when it comes to like video games. Like Adrian was saying, I like to watch anime as well. Hookah's been a big part of my life for a number of years. I got into it pretty early on, right when I turned 18. I opened up a lounge. I had a lounge that I had opened up in Burley, Idaho for about 2 years, and that was a absolute blast. I always would love to one day go back to doing something like that. I think that it was a ton of fun stuff that I did. I also really like professional wrestling. I'm a really big nerd in that respect. It's still real to me, damn it. Me and Moyes once did a small YouTube channel for a little while that was a flash in the pan. Let's see, what are some other things about me? I mean, I live in Idaho. I'm an IT person. I do work on computers for a living for a company and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm a pretty open book, so like most questions I'm willing to answer. I was on an episode of Divorce Court. That's something that people may or may not know about me. That's something that I don't really hold close to the chest because it was a really fun experience that me and my wife, Bridget, did together. And it's a really funny story that I would love to tell one day. If you're ever interested, just look up like Divorce Court, Spring Has Sprung and Gone. And you will find an episode that involves me and my wife. I'm throwing that out there to the internet because I think it's a really funny thing that me and her did, especially because my wife, Bridget, is so shy and absolutely super shy. And I got her to go on and do this thing with me because we had got back together. It's a really long, funny story. I'll have to tell it one day during maybe the Gamecast or something like that. I'll do something fun for it. But yeah.
So what you're saying is it didn't work.
Yeah, the divorce did not work. The divorce, we couldn't do it, it turns out. It just did not function for us, I guess. Man, I think that's about it. I don't know what else to say about myself. That's I'm an open book. Ask me questions. That's about it.
Yeah. So you guys mentioned video games. I know that you guys have the dedicated Wednesday show called Gamecast, and you guys play video games and smoke hookah. What are some of your favorite? What are some of your favorite games right now? I know that Matt, you play a lot on the Switch. Adrian, you play a lot of Path of Exile and Magic, right?
Yeah. My gaming is, I need to figure out what I'm going to start playing on the Gamecast, because like last week I tried to play Enter the Gungeon. Very hard game to just play. Never mind play, stream, and smoke.
It was great. I loved it. I loved the whole thing. It was a great rage game. I thought it was fantastic.
I got through the first level once, because I kept getting the twins. But every time I get the Gatling goal, I feel like I can maybe get through the level, but the twins are, I'm not at that level of gaming professionality yet. I speedrun. I'm a big fan of speedrunning old video games.
Really?
I've got my Super Mario World run down to 11 minutes, 12 seconds.
I want
to
see
which
that.
Is within a minute of the fastest.
You have to
Do you hold any records currently for
No, I've never been that good. Okay. I've always been good at like getting the tech down to a science, but I'm always like frame specific stuff I'm super awful at. There's some like if I'm doing like Super Mario World any percent. So not the 96 exits version. For anyone who doesn't know, that's going through the game skipping levels. There's a glitch you can do where you actually cheat your way through the first castle. You don't have to beat the boss. I can do that about half the time. I'm very bad at it. So, but I dabble. It's fun.
And so what we have to do is we have to find you a game that is like not very popular, and then we can get you
get a record. Get on Good Games Done Fast.
Yes, yes.
And then I'm also a big fan of just any 8-bit style indie game. I'm a huge fan of Shovel Knight. Okay. Probably one of the best games released in the last 6 years.
I've always meant to play Shovel Knight, but I still haven't for whatever reason. For some reason, I don't know why. I love old school games. I like NES style games and stuff like that plenty. I love indie games as well. Some of my favorite games that I've been playing a lot lately is things like I love Dragon Ball FighterZ, and I like Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse as well. But I also love Smash Brothers. Smash Brothers is a huge favorite game for me. Somebody in the chat, I think it was actually Rob, asked who is your main for Smash Brothers. My main that I like to play as is Ike, Ryu, and Cloud. Those are my three go-to people.
Mario, King Dedede, and Bayonetta is actually my main right now. Because of her B combos, you can just juggle people off the side of the stage. It's absolutely absurd.
And she's fantastic to play as. She's so much fun to actually use and stuff like that.
Her neutral B is one of the best edge guards in the game. You can just stop from recovering, period.
When it comes to this new game that came out, I've actually really enjoyed using the Inkling, which are the Splatoon people and stuff like that. I also really like using Pac-Man in this game. I think Pac-Man is better in this game than he was for the Wii U version of the game. I don't know. That game in general, though, I just love to play it. I like to play with friends. I like to play it competitively and, like, super serious and stuff like that, but also just in general as just playing it for fun and stuff. I think it's a blast to do.
I have no idea what y'all are talking about when it comes to Smash. I kind of fell off the Nintendo wagon after the GameCube, so I just get to watch vicariously through people as they play. But
it's time to get back into it, Bracken. It's time to get back in. Get a Switch. Join us on game nights.
Well, maybe. Maybe we'll just have to get the color commentary for you. And we're off to the races. Coming in. No. So thank you, Rob, for the question, by the way. Everybody in the chat, if there's a question that you want to ask the guys, put it in the chat. Put question marks before it. Put it after it. Austin, our mod, he's going to grab them. He's going to send them to us. That way we don't miss any of the good ones. Moise, stop asking questions about Bollywood. I love you. You're my friend. You were supposed to come hang out in Orlando. It didn't work. But don't ask Bollywood questions.
We don't watch Bollywood. None of us here watch Bollywood. I apologize. It's just not
our... We can't relate. We just can't relate.
Not doing it. Sorry.
So, Matt, you mentioned you're married.
Yeah.
You tried to get divorced. Didn't work. Got on TV. Divorce court. It failed. So maybe they're not putting that on the record sheet. But do you and Bridget enjoy this pastime called hookah together?
She doesn't smoke with me as much as she used to. Every once in a while, she'll come down to the office and stuff. She'll try whatever it is that I'm smoking. To her, everything just tastes like hookah, though. So I'm like, do you taste those wonderful notes of blah, blah, blah? And she's just like, tastes like hookah to me. And that's about it for her. She's never been a huge fan of it. She smokes occasionally, but nothing major, nothing like that. Yeah. She puts up with my hookah smoking and lets me go and do these things like the hookah podcast and stuff for whatever crazy reason. But yeah, she's never been a huge, huge fan of it or anything.
Well, big shout out to Bridget for letting that happen. Sometimes she hangs around in the chat, so if you see her chat, show her the love. Say hello.
Yeah. Big shout out to all the ladies of the AM Hookah podcast. They let us get away with murder over here.
You too, Rachel. I know you only listen to a third of it. Hopefully this is the third that you're listening to.
Yeah, shout out to Rachel. Shout out to Ariel. Shout out to Captain Whitford. If you have a woman in your life as well, the AM Hookah team ladies, we appreciate those ladies so very much, obviously.
So you guys do this thing called the AM Hookah. Obviously, I don't think this was your first start kind of exposing yourself to the world as broadcasted opinions on this pastime. But how did you guys meet?
Huh.
Ooh, I did see that NFL asked that question as well. So it's a good one to answer.
Yeah, interesting question.
How do you both perspectives?
Yeah.
My perspective is the polar opposite of yours because I know we both know exactly how it happened.
Yeah. I want to start with you, if you don't mind.
If I remember correctly, Kyle and I have maybe talked Kyle. I just saw Kyle's name and I said Kyle. By the way, hi Kyle. Matt and I had talked maybe in passing, I can't even remember, for a little while before this event happened. But at some point, Matt just slid into my DMs.
Oh.
And he was like, hey man, I like your channel. Do you want to do a hookah podcast? He just cold asked the question before even getting to know me at all. He was just like, hey man, want to do a podcast? And then I took 2 seconds to think about it. I was like, yeah, let's do a hookah podcast. And it's really anticlimactic, but that's exactly how this happened. He just cold asked me and I said, yeah.
I have a little bit of a different story just because the original idea, the AM Hook podcast, obviously wasn't the AM Hook podcast. It started as just a hookah podcast. And there was, and this is in no way like shade towards Adrian. It was just, when I met you is all it is, honestly, because there was two people that I had asked prior. And I'm actually really glad that Rob from Dude, Where's My Hookah is in the chat right now, because Rob was the very first person that I was planning on doing a podcast with. We knew each other over at hookah.org, and we spoke to each other very often. We always had like conflicting opinions, but we always had really good conversations and stuff like that. So I thought it'd be really cool to be able to do a podcast with somebody like him. So I asked him. We were going to do it a couple of times, and it just always fell through. We couldn't quite get the schedules to work out and stuff like that. So sadly, that didn't work. I say sadly only for the fact that I love Rob, and he's such a cool guy and stuff. I think that what we have here is absolutely fantastic, obviously. And then Owen Barry, another really good friend of mine, I was going to try and do something with him as well. Didn't land up working, but yeah, that's the truth. Like, I saw your videos, Adrian, that you posted on Pipe Dream Hookah. I thought they were fantastic. I got to talk to you just very briefly, and then yeah, I just cold asked you and said, Adrian, will you do a podcast with me? And you said yes. You know, it was the craziest thing. It was fantastic. Yeah, it was. So crazy to look back at the timeline of how this all happened and stuff like that. But yeah, it was just because I loved your work that you did on your channel so much that I really was hoping that we could do something together. I thought it'd be a fantastic time. And I believe that this has been absolutely awesome. So like, I'm so glad that it worked out the way that it did. Love Rob, and would love to have him on the show again, as we've already had him on the season one and season two, obviously. But yeah, it's
humble
just,
ask, would you come on season three, please?
Yes, please come on season three. We would love to have you again. Absolutely fantastic stuff, though. It was really fun. But yeah, I think that's the best way to answer that question. We met just through YouTube and then started talking on Facebook. And then here we are now.
Sliding into the DMs works.
Sometimes
who knew?
Sometimes the guy that gets the gig isn't the best one for the gig. He's the one that makes the most phone calls.
Yeah. You know what? There you go.
And that Matt just made the phone call. Metaphorically.
Yeah. We have somebody in the chat real quick. I just want to shout this out real quick. We have Johnny Hetfeld. He keeps asking me to shout him out. I guess he has a YouTube channel that he thinks people would like to subscribe to and stuff like that. So I like to be a man of the people and stuff, but if you could please calm down on asking everyone to subscribe to your channel, I would appreciate that. We appreciate you coming to the show and hanging out with us, obviously. But you know, we want you to be here for the show because you enjoy us, not just because you're trying to pimp yourself out. You know, if you make good content, I promise we will find you on YouTube, because I'm always looking for new reviewers and people to watch and stuff like that. So, but yeah, he has a YouTube channel. Yeah. And stuff.
And real quick, just whore yourself out a little bit on Facebook and stuff, you know, work on your content. I don't even think I posted a single video of mine until I had like a backlog of 50 pieces of content on my channel. Put the time in, and like, it's not like we're a hard group to talk to.
No.
But you know, once we try to have people on that are centric to the hookah community and industry, because we only have 24 shows and episodes, so we have to be careful who we have on, just because there's so many people we want to get to. But you know, all goes well, maybe we have you on the show, man. You know, that would be really cool. So keep pushing, but definitely don't. It looks bad when you kind of spam and chat like that. That's not a good way. Trust me, I've been working at this for 2 years and I have like 500 subs. It's a grind.
It's a grind. That's for sure. Yeah. What else we got, Bracken?
Yeah, man. So you guys have been on YouTube, you said, for 2 years.
Matt's been on longer than me.
Before that, Matt was on there. Before, you know, before any of that, you guys had to have a moment in your life where you didn't smoke hookah, and a moment in your life where then you did smoke hookah. So my question to you guys would be, what, if you can remember, what was your very first experience with a hookah? Not owning one, not packing your own bowl, not doing the home setup thing. What was your first hookah experience?
I would love to answer that before we do. Bracken, this works so well. Just burying your coals in ash. These coals have been lit for almost an hour. Look at that.
Yeah, it works.
It's Matt, you answer the question first. I got to load this up.
So your question was, what was my first hookah?
What's your first time experiencing hookah?
The very first time I was in college up in Twin Falls, Idaho, and there was a hookah lounge up there. I had never heard of it before, but I was interested in what it was exactly. So me and a couple of friends, we went up to the hookah lounge. They walked us through it. Luckily, it was a good experience. They had Alfacher. They had a KM hookah for us to smoke out of and stuff like that. So, like, honestly, it was absolutely fantastic. It was a very fun time. The guy there, you know, was willing to talk to us the entire time and walk us through the process of everything. And it was very soon after that that I went down to not a gas station, but a similar type situation where I went and I found a very cheap Chinese hookah that I loved and used all the time. It was my little bastard. I called it that. I loved it. I used it for a very long time until it was finally dead and it couldn't be used anymore. So I had to retire it and get something else. My first main hookah that I ever purchased was a was actually the Ferroni KM hookah, which I still own and absolutely love. It's one of my favorite hookahs of all time.
So I don't know if you answered it. What was your first? What's the first flavor you remember ever smoking?
Oh, the first flavor that I remember smoking, like off the top of my head, was honestly like Blue Mist. Blue Mist was like one of the very first flavors that I ever tried. You know, at the when I tried Alfacher at that lounge, I want to say that we got watermelon because it seemed like it'd be a good flavor, and it was. It was a very good flavor. Obviously, Alfacher watermelon is a classic. But yeah, we definitely really enjoyed that quite a bit. But yeah, my first flavor was Alfacher, Starbuzz, Nakla, all those kinds of like mainstays from back in the day and stuff like that. I messed around a little bit with Fantasia and Fumari. I was never a big fan of Fantasia. I enjoyed the candy flavors, but they always died out so quickly that I could never really get into them very heavily and stuff like that. But yeah, overall it was just a blast. It was always a good time with those flavors and stuff.
Adrian, what was the very first time you ever smoked a hookah?
I live in Dearborn.
Yeah.
I've said this before, but for anyone new to the show, Dearborn, for those of you who aren't from Michigan, is the largest Middle Eastern community outside of the Middle East. About 95% of people that live in Dearborn, in the city limits, are some form of Middle Eastern, very Muslim culture. And something they really like to do is smoke hookah. So I was exposed to it way before I should have been. Been smoking hookah technically longer than I've been legally able to. I think my first
smoke when you were 18.
18, yeah, I'm gonna say 18. A lot of Double Apple, a lot of Nakla, a lot of me not knowing if I even liked it, but I did it because my friends did. And I'm gonna separate that from my first time like really smoking hookah because there's a time I went to a lounge when I was, I think, 21, which is a long time to wait to go to a lounge for the first time, right? But
yeah, that is a long time.
Yeah, but I went to a lounge and I think I ordered, I can't even remember what I ordered. I think it was Fumari White Gummy Bear. Fumari is pretty popular out here. And I was like, oh my God, this is so good. And it was a cheap, it wasn't even a KM. I did not smoke out of a KM. It was a Chinese hookah. It was packed into like a mod bowl. And I was still like, wow, this is good. The next day, me and my roommate, because he was there when we smoked, it was after a Friday Night Magic we went to, and we went out to a gas station and bought our first hookah. It was a, I still have it. It's a, it looks like a KM, but it's not. It's made by a brand called 360. Gus, if you're in here, you know all about 360. It's a local brand. They, their headquarters is here, I believe. So, but we did that for a while. It smoked a lot of Blue Mist, and then I found Facebook. And then as soon as I found Facebook, it, you know, it began. I started to learn things, and then I bought my first thing at Tangiers, and I was like, holy shit. And, you know, now we're here doing a podcast about fucking hookah.
It all starts somewhere. It sounds like you guys had good first experiences. I know for like a lot of people I talk to and friends that I have, their first experience was not enjoyable. Maybe, you know, they used a bad like a hookah that wasn't clean or one of those like metal hoses that gets little bits of metal in your mouth or the quick lights made it taste bad or something like that. Or like, you know, they did it while they were drunk and they got a headache because they weren't drinking any water. up on the floor somewhere, you know. But that's interesting. I wonder how that plays into someone's career, if that's the right word to use, as a hookah smoker. That first encounter. You know, if someone who loves hookah is involved in your first sesh, you'll probably be like, I'm coming back.
Well,
you're gonna be spoiled too, though.
Yeah, like
you're for sure gonna be spoiled.
I definitely, whenever it comes to like my friends and stuff like that, especially because like I'm the hookah guy, obviously, I'm sure like Adrian is, like it feels like it's my purpose to like make sure that these guys have a good experience with smoking hookah, because I want them to enjoy it and see what it is that I enjoy so much about it, right? Because I don't want them to have their first experience being something that they're not going to enjoy and then never want to do that with me again, because it's a pretty big part of like when I hang out, I'm usually smoking a hookah. So if you're going to hang out with me, chances are we're going to be smoking that evening and stuff. So I want to make sure that they're enjoying the session as much as I'm enjoying prepping it and making it, for sure.
Yeah. Making a hookah is such a fun experience, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Especially when you're like, the first thing you do is clean it. It's therapeutic. Those are the best sessions. Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the process of getting in the mindset. Clean the base, clean the stem, clean the bowl, dry it off, put it together, test the water.
Yeah. The matte pair has like, it's a 15-piece hookah when you take out the magnets and stuff to clean it. And like my roommate looks at me like, man, that must be fucking boring. I'm just sitting here. No, this is amazing. I got Q-tips out, making sure it's perfectly clean.
It's therapeutic. You get to relax and just hang out and then just go through each piece individually. It's so nice and relaxing. It really is. I love to throw on like either a podcast or a video just that I'm watching while I'm getting everything cleaned up. Like it's easy and simple to do. And we've been doing it long enough that we can get it done pretty quickly, obviously. So like we can take our time. We can either hurry up. It all depends on what we want to do, right? So like depending on how much time we got, we get to thoroughly clean it, or we get to give it a quick wash, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, it's true. So before you guys got on the YouTube game, before you guys started becoming reviewers, like what kind of transitioned into that? Like what were you doing before, and like how did you start? Maybe that's on YouTube. Maybe that was on like a forum. We'll start with Adrian. I feel like you guys might have different experiences because
of
the amount of time and how you got introduced into this online community. Adrian, were you ever involved in any of those like old school forums? Like,
I was after the forums. I was like towards the ass end of the forums being a thing.
Were you ever involved in the Reddit groups?
Nope. I'm still not, and I probably should be. But Facebook is just so easy and everyone's native there now. So that's where I spend most of my time.
Yeah. So when did you start reviewing? Was it on YouTube?
It was on YouTube. It's kind of an interesting experience I went through wanting to be a reviewer. I've always wanted to make some type of YouTube content because I got a fascination with camera gear and like editing video and stuff. And I was like, I like hookah. And if I'm being honest, a lot of my favorite reviewers, like the Gen 1 reviewers, I think we all know who I'm talking about. They're not really doing reviews anymore. And then some of like the Wave 2 are good reviewers. Some of them weren't.
So
and,
people who don't know who Gen 1 reviewers are, because there might actually be people that are
listening to True right Hookah now. King, Hookah Rev, Hookah.org. Yeah. Matt has an experience with that guy's awesome. I mean, I loved his reviews. He was a little bit dry, but I think that was part of the fun of watching his reviews. Yeah, guys like that. And then after, you got guys like Hookah Nuka. I feel like Zach from Strictly Shisha could be considered part of Wave 2, but he's still going, and he's probably...
Would you throw Hookah TV, Smoker Pass, Adam Rice?
Yeah. Hookah Beyond, yep.
Those guys are all legendary. Like, even the ones like Smoker Pass, he's obviously... Well, they got new videos out. Sean from Smoker Pass has a couple new videos out, which I absolutely loved. Very good production quality. But he's obviously doing Hookah Dash Shisha now, which is just great for that company and great for
him. Yeah, they snagged him up, and I think he does a really good job for their marketing and their video production.
Absolutely.
That was one of my favorite video reviewers back in the day because he was so carefree. Like, I don't want to use the word weird with a negative connotation, but like I grew up outside of Austin. So Keep Austin weird was like the city slogan.
Yeah,
and
we just got a sub, by the way. There's a sub that just popped up right now. It turns out that Tommy Ip was not already sub, but he just did. So thank you so much, Tommy, for subbing to the channel. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Tommy, for the sub.
Yeah,
you're a little late, but thank you anyway. But yeah, man, I mean, I think Strictly Shisha. Smoker Pass, Sean, man, that guy was just had the weird factor, but it wasn't like you don't want to talk to him weird. It was like very like. A trendsetter weird, where he was doing things that
AOJ. Sorry, I just saw AOJ. He is one of the OGs.
Yeah,
probably the best 5-star hookah reviewer. No offense, Matt, that has ever existed. because of sheer quantity.
Yes,
you know, I used to work with 5-star, and my format doesn't work that way. But I really looked at guys like Hookah Nuka before we found out about the stuff. I'm not going to talk about it here. And then I watched AOJ and stuff. And then there were some other 5-star reviewers like Boz and whatever. But yeah, I really got into it because I saw reviewers and I was like, could I do something like that? And could I do it in my own way that's like pleasing from a cinematography standpoint and an information standpoint? And I'm still working on it. This year I'm making a push, putting out 3 videos a week. It's difficult, but I'm trying to develop my videos into something a little bit more than just hookah reviews.
Honestly, though, in the last year, if we're being critical, I think what you've done with your channel is pretty awesome. I don't know if it was something you did intentionally or if it just kind of came organically, but and Matt, same thing for you. There was like a style, and it wasn't even the camera quality. It wasn't the video quality. It was the style.
Thanks, Kyle.
It was the style of how you edited your videos, how you talked.
I definitely try to keep that in mind. But that's what got me into it. It's not like this big mysterious thing. It was just, I saw other people doing it. I'm like, do I have something that I could add to this growing community? And it happened. And then I'm glad it did, because as much as I love Pipe Dream Hookah, I consider this kind of home now, if that makes sense. Like the AM Hookah channel is like it's kind of the magnum opus of the content that I've created so far with Matt. So,
well, you're one half of the namesake, so.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, in case you didn't know, A in AM stands for Adrian, and the M stands for Matt. If you didn't know that, DM us, and we will, we'd love to talk with you and make sure that, you know, you're drinking water and breathing, things like that.
Yeah.
It seems like there's just so many different things happening every day that even if you find out about something in the afternoon, it might even be yesterday's news. So how do you stay up to date? I like to use Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. The best part is you don't have to keep this to yourself. When you see a story that you want to save or share, all you have to do is tap the plus button. That'll add it to either a private or a public collection. Get started now at Flipboard.com.
Matt, you have to answer the question now. Sorry, yeah, I took so much
Matt,
time on
it. I know that you said you've been smoking for 12 years.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, before you got on.
Dude, that was 14.
Yeah.
I'm an old man.
12 years. You had the lounge. You're a TV star. Did you get started on YouTube or did you get your start somewhere else as a quote-unquote reviewer?
As a reviewer? No, I started on YouTube doing reviews. I was a part of the old school forums and stuff like that. There was this really old school one back in the day. It was called hookahdomain.com that I used to frequent all the time. I absolutely loved it there. Hookah Pro, obviously, I was there too for a long time. That branched off eventually, the Hookah Domain, to a site called hookahgiveaway.com that I was working with for a long time, and I did stuff with them for a very long time. I actually did my very first hookah podcast with a very good buddy of mine. His name's Trap Springer. He was one of the people over at that site, and he lived in town with me. So, like, we did a podcast for, I would say, roughly 10 episodes or something like that, and we did those episodes together. So I've always had a want to do a hookah-based podcast. I think that it's absolutely phenomenal type of media type property and stuff, and now that we're able to do it live on YouTube like a television show, I think that's absolutely fantastic and phenomenal. It's just really cool like that. I've always been somebody who's really enjoyed doing this sort of stuff. Sorry, I know I got notification bells going off. I'm trying to mute everything that I have, that way I'm able to not burn everybody's ear with those. So I apologize for that. I'll fix that one of these days. I really promise I will. But I like to have my chat open just in case I'm missing anything. I got my start on YouTube like everyone else, or like a lot of people did. Obviously, I was a part of the groups and I did a lot of stuff with those sorts of things and stuff like that. But yeah, I love doing videos because I love doing the editing and stuff like that. That's always been something that I've always been really into and stuff. So.
And you used to do like radio too, right?
Yeah, I did radio for a long time. That was always a ton of fun. When I used to do radio, I was the overnight guy, and then I got transitioned to the mid-morning guy. And then I did a morning show for a little while as well, like all those kind of little...
Like the hotspot that you want at a radio station is to be in that like morning commute segment?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you got up there. You're at the top.
I don't know if I got up on the top, but I was one of the only people that was working there at the time. So I had the ability to kind of maneuver myself up in the company a little bit. My name was Johnny Knox. That's the name that I was given to do radio. So it was like,
Johnny Knox.
Yeah. It was what's up,
that's
everybody?
One bill away from Jackass.
Yeah, exactly. That was the point. We were trying to be hip and cool with everybody. This was at least 9 or 10 years ago that I used to do radio now. But when I did radio, it was for this place called 99 The Buzz. So it was always like, what's up, everybody? My name is Johnny Knox. This is 99 The Buzz. Thank you so much for listening. We did pop music and stuff like that. It was just always a blast. I do theater. I like to perform and act on stage. I like to sing and get on stage and stuff like that. So like performing and doing this sort of stuff is just something that I love to do. It's something that's very much a part of me and what I do.
As they say at the Good Mythical Morning, you're an entertainer now.
That is what I want to be. That is what I want to be in my life, is an entertainer. Cool.
Like, those guys, all they do is just make content for YouTube. And now, I mean, yeah, they have a show. They wrote a book. But, like, those guys just are, like, living the dream, I think. They just get to be goofy and make silly stuff. And it's actually pretty funny, so... I don't know. You're an entertainer. How's it feel?
It feels pretty awesome. One of these days, we'll be as big as Good Mythical Morning, Adrian. One of these days. Maybe not quite as big, but we'll get up there. We'll get up there.
I feel good here. So anything else is awesome. And we got like 31 people watching us.
That's phenomenal.
That means that there's 31 people I get to talk at. And I appreciate that. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble. I'm sure Matt's here for more wholesome reasons, but I just want to fucking... talk.
I love talking too. Trust me, I love the sound of my own voice.
So, Adrian, I see behind you, you're smoking out of your white matte pair on that Neo Lux base. What hose are you using? The hose it came with?
The matching hose, white soft touch silicone. Oh my, magnetic port.
Port. You have a spring guard to keep your hose from kinking. You're using a washable silicone hose and a hookah that was made in Russia.
Yes.
Matt, what are you smoking out of tonight?
I'm using my Carbon One stem, one of my favorite hookahs, yes.
Yeah, I know you talk about that. I smoked that with you in Vegas, and I was impressed. I enjoyed it quite a bit. But obviously, we didn't all start with awesome pipes. My first pipe was nowhere near the quality of a B2, a DSH, a Regal, Masaoka. It just wasn't, because I didn't know any better. What was y'all's first, I don't know, big boy at home?
Actual, like, non, like, it has a
name. Well, answer this question in two parts. Adrian kind of spoiled it. He said his first rig that he bought came out of a gas station.
Yeah, 360 rig. Not very good.
Okay. Did it come in, like, one of those little traveling cases with the latches and, the little tiny tongs that are, like, 2 inches? And, man, I remember using those tongs. Like, there has got to be a better way to do this. My fingers are hot.
Yep, and now look at these bad boys. Look at these.
I'm using these work buns, and like I got plenty of distance from the coals. I can hold them all day. But, all right, Adrian. So your first setup was
$8.
$360.
Don't break the bank, baby.
What was your first informed purchase? I guess as a hookah.
KM Veroni Oxide. Still have it. I use it. It's ghosted with Pond for the girlfriend. She loves it. I use a 2-tray setup on it now because that looks old school as hell.
You put one on the bottom.
Yep.
A base tray.
Almost exclusively aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a good pipe if you like KMs. Uh-huh. I think most of us have evolved to like, I'm spoiled. I can't smoke out of any hookah I have right now and enjoy it fully that's not my matte pair.
Really?
Just because of like the purge system, yes. But also the diffuser at the bottom, the gauge of the hookah, the hit is so... it's effortless, but there's just enough resistance to make you know you're smoking at the same time. And a lot of more traditional pipes don't have that same thing going on. Yeah. Like you hear about the Sheikah rumble and stuff.
Yeah.
And I love a Sheikah. I love a KM, and I will smoke out of them. But when I want to hang back and I can enjoy a session of Tangiers or something, I almost always exclusively turn to the matte pair. I actually think in addition to the B2 I want to order soon, I'm going to be getting a matte pair, another one in a different color.
All right. Matt, you're up. So what'd you say? Your first rig was a Chinese rig?
Yeah. I got a Chinese rig too. And one of my first big boy hookahs was definitely my Veroni. But I would say the first hookah that I was like super excited to get finally was my black single pair KM. Like I love the look of the single pair KMs and the black single pair that I got. I just absolutely fell in love with. I wish I could still use it today, but the weldings have all gone to crap and I'm not able to smoke with it anymore. So it's so sad that it's gone to the wayside, but I still stare at it often and say like, man, this hookah was like my baby for such a long time. time, and it's what I used all. If you watch some of those earlier video reviews that I did, that's the hookah that I used all the time in them, and I just absolutely love that KM to the moon and back, man. They were the most fantastic things, and I used them all the time. I used it all the time, and then like my first like major hookah and stuff was probably this Carbon One that I got, and I just absolutely love it. And it's phenomenal, obviously, and I agree. Like once you get past like that rumble and like that need to get like these really cool and exquisite type hookahs, like KMs kind of are, and Sheikahs and stuff. I love my Like Smoke. Like, that's my baby. That's the one that I love. I want to get some new ones. I'm ready to upgrade and get something else now in my life, maybe a DSH or maybe a B2 one of these days. But like, the Like Smoke is my baby, and I absolutely love it. This Carbon One is fantastic as well. And there's a couple Mia pipes that I don't mind to smoke. You know, the old school ones that I got back in the day, those ones don't really kick it as much as they used to, but I do have one or two Mias that I enjoy to use from time to time.
I smoked out of some of those at the expo, and they performed. You know, I was used to a Mia being the gas station pipe that I saw, and at the expo they were kind of showing off that maybe they do something a little bit different. Now, I don't know if in my standards it would be the same caliber as my Regal, but definitely something people can jump into and not be completely crippled with their first pipe. So let's lead into this next question.
Hold on just a second. Johnny just said that he's using a single blue pair from KM, which I think is absolutely fantastic. And then Rob said to Mamoon and back, and I thought that was absolutely fantastic. But Cam asked me a question if I could do something for him real quick, and I'd love to do this for him and try to help him out in this. Maybe it's going to help him get to sleep tonight. I don't know. But he wants me to say a simple phrase. So I'm going to say that real quick. Okay, are you ready for this? Here we go. And now, Dateline NBC. Coming to you live from Burley, Idaho, with the AM Hookah Podcast with Adrian Hunter, Bracken Cox, and Matt Dezen. Thank you so much for tuning in, and until next time, don't forget to spay and neuter your dogs. That's it. There you go.
Yo, that's tight.
He's got the voice. He's got the radio DJ voice. He can throw it on, flip the switch, and make it happen. Tell them what they want, Adrian.
I think Bracken has it too. I think Bracken has it too, man. I think it's fantastic.
I feel left out. I'm from Michigan. We like mumble over our words so much here.
It's you can do it. Let's hear the Dateline NBC Adrian voice. Let's hear it.
No.
All right, we'll let you think about that. In the meantime, I asked you guys a question earlier. I didn't give you a whole lot of heads up because I wanted it to be kind of off the cuff, but a little bit of time to think about it. If you guys had, and I just picked a number. I thought, how can we tell what Adrian and Matt are as far as a hookah smoker in an objective manner? How is the best way to judge that? And I was like, oh, let's ask them to design a perfect rig and we'll give them a budget. So I picked a number of $600. In my opinion, $600 isn't like you're spending more money in the world than you should ever spend on a complete setup top to bottom. But it is a big enough number where maybe some of our listeners could save up. They could rice and beans at a couple nights a week. They could, in a year's time, have this dream setup. People talk about their dream setup. For $600, top to bottom, Adrian, we're starting with you. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
We'll start with top to bottom. So I want to know the bowl, the tray, the pipe, the base, the hose, and any accessories that you think you can fit into that $600 budget. And I'm sure we got some fact checkers in the chat.
Yeah, and they definitely fact check me.
And they will let you know if you're over and under. But what is your dream setup with a $600 budget?
I'm going to preface this with, like, when you get to performance on a hookah, there's going to be a stone wall that you hit, kind of a ceiling, where, like, your money is not buying you performance anymore. It's either buying you name, quality, materials, or aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That said, I am lush. I am a big fan of aesthetics.
You're talking the paint on the car, the leather of the seat, the color of the stitch, the back light on the LED display for your radio. Like, this is
so hard. This might be breaking the rule because I don't know if they make these anymore, but have you ever seen those jet black Regal Princes?
Okay.
The old jet black ones. If I could find someone willing to sell one for the right price to make it in my budget, I would use that on a Bohemian bass, a bell. I'm actually a big fan of the bell shape. Second choice would be a trumpet, but a bell.
Okay.
And King Tray. Because, I mean, come on, look at those things. Because
okay. Tommy can't be the only king.
Huh?
I said Tommy can't be the only king.
That's fair. and then a relics ring. Now, I already have one, so I'm going to go ahead and say I would have to commission one from Kyle, a brand new one, something tight.
Can't use stuff you already owned. It's got to be top
of
the new.
It's got to be, like, I can't own a single variation of this item then.
You got to buy it brand new.
Stone oven.
Okay.
Ooh. I like that.
Okay. As close to looking like a Yoshi egg as I can legally get it.
Oh, okay. Wow. That would look very awesome.
I think so. And as far as the hose goes, that's a hard one for me. I already own a Derek Moses hose, which I think is like the pinnacle of hoses right now.
So you get another Derek Moses hose?
I would get another one. And if I had to pick a different hose, I would get a Timber hose because as pricey as those things are, I think they are worth the money.
They're nice.
You don't have to buy it new if you already have it. You just have to repurchase it.
Yeah, I would repurchase. I'm getting a new Derek Moses hose the second I get my hands on one. So that's what I would do.
I think
that would be because it's hard because like I am a collector. I like multiple setups. But if I could like get one right now, I think that's what I'd go for.
Okay, Matt, you're up.
Oh, man. Okay, so I think I'm going to be a little bit basic in this. I think people may even see this coming a little bit. But if I'm going to go for a hookah that I really, really want and something that I want so badly in my collection, there's tons of them, obviously. But the hookah, I think, is going to be a B2. And I think it's going to be a Precious Cuts, which is tough because it's really going to put me on that budget limit of the $600. Obviously. So I'm hoping I can get it on discount maybe because I have some other things that I want to purchase as well. The Relics ring, which I already have, is something that I would definitely want to get. But because I own a Relics ring and because I've already owned a Mason bowl that hopefully one day I'll get replaced because I broke it with my Hulk hands, I want to get a stone bowl. And I think the stone oven is probably the best way to go about it. I think when it comes to accessories, the work bung tongs are actually a really cool novelty to have. I want to get a really cool coal carrier. I want to get something that is useful and looks nice and all those kinds of different things. I think that those are really cool. And then when it comes to the hose, I know I already have a Derek Moses hose, so I'm sorry I'm cheating a little bit with this because I want to get a custom-made AM Hookah Derek Moses hose. That's something that I don't have. I got my Tennessee Titans one, right? But I don't got a custom AM Hookah Derek Moses hose, and that's my next step right there. That's what I want to get. I know I'm really close to my budget on all these things, obviously.
You're way over it. You failed. You failed. Yeah. You can have a base, and you're already at $800.
Oh, shit. I don't have a base.
I tried to keep mine. You just fucking cheated.
That's okay.
You lush fuck.
I am. So I'll knock it down from the Precious Cuts to the regular B2 so I can save myself a little bit of money because I want to get one of those Lux bases as well. I think they're fantastic. I can't think of some other things that I really want to go with. You know, you got to have the Provost. Obviously, that's a necessity and a needed thing. I want to get a really...
Would you use an external diffuser or an external purge valve?
I would rather my hookah comes with a purge valve instead of needing to slip one on if possible for sure. I want a real purge or a real diffuser, not one that's a fake one with the hole in the bottom, obviously. What are some other things that I would like to go? I think that's about it. I think that's kind of my perfect hookah setup that I'd really like to see. Oh, and then when it comes to the hoses, I do want to say, yeah, I do want to say that I would go with the Timber hose as well if I had to choose between the two because I use them in Vegas. And the truth is they are very nice hoses and I do like them. I just don't want to spend the money for them. Maybe I can get one on discount or on sale. That would be the way that I try to go. Just get the pieces and then use my own soft touch silicone hose for it maybe.
Well, listeners, there you have it. You have just heard the wish list. So if you are a true AM Hookah Smoking fan and you just really want to prove it, I'll hook up with the address and we can send.
No, don't send me shit.
We can send them some love on the 2-3 year anniversary.
We do the giveaways.
Five year.
Well, guys, I appreciate that. Those are pretty good setups. I feel like performance, quality, bouginess, they all kind of. I definitely agree. Stone bowls where it's at. I love all the stone bowls that I have. I've got a small stone oak. I got a big stone oak. I've got a smaller oak bowl. I mean, a smaller stone bowl that is just fucking gorgeous. I love it. It performs.
Good job today, boys. Not blowing your smoke into the camera.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying real hard.
Blowing it to the side. We got some feedback. Let us know if it matters to you. If you're listening on the podcast, the audio file, you can't see us smoking. If you're watching it and you don't like us blowing smoke in the camera, send us a message. We're trying to find those finer details we can hone. A lot of these things that you mentioned are things that people can find or see or try out at the Hookah Expo worldwide and maybe even at some of these meetups that the pages are putting up. I know THL is doing a meetup in New York. I know the Hookah University
I will be there. I will be at the New York meetup. I'm super excited to be going.
You're beating my question. But will you guys be at any of the meetups or the expo?
The second they announce the Chicago meetup, I know I'm going to that. Okay. I cannot make it to New York this year. It's just a time crunch.
Mm-hmm.
The expo I'm going to for sure. I want to meet everybody. And then I think they announced Florida. I think I might try to either fly down or just road trip to Florida, honestly. The drive's only 24 hours, and I want to stop at a few places on the way down. Maybe see Zach in Georgia and go see the guys from Hooker Rush down in Columbus.
That'd be fun. That'd be a really good time, actually. I'd love to do something like that. My plan as of today is to go to the New York meetup for THL. I think that's going to be a fantastic blast. And then also go to the expo, obviously. I'd love to make it to Chicago. I would really like to. You guys always seem to have a blast down there. So hopefully I can fit it into the plans to go down to Chicago. I have some other work things that I have that I'm going to be flying out throughout the year and stuff. So I don't know how all of those are going to fit into it. But as of right now, I'm going to be going to New York and I'm going to be going to Vegas for the expo. And those are the two that I'm making. Making sure that I have time to go to.
Well, that's cool. I know I'm going to be at the university meetup in Florida. It's like a 2-3 hour drive for me. I'm unfortunately not going to be able to make the one in New York for THL. My little sister's graduating college, so I got to go back to Texas, and we're going to surprise her. So that'll be fun. And then the expo. Ooh, I'm going to be there. It's going to be fun. I'm going to meet Adrian in person.
Kyle, it would be a 2 hour out of the way, but I think I'll make the 2 hour out of the way to stop by North Carolina on the way to Florida. Maybe I will just take a huge road trip and see everybody on my way down.
That would be AM really hookah on tour.
Yeah, man.
Tour dates coming soon. City near you.
Matt and I will never be in the same place.
Ever, never. Ever, never.
It's actually
ever.
Because they are both fake.
We
have a professional voice actor and someone who does CGI, and they just mask the faces and fake the voices.
Yeah, but Bracken is actually the puppet master here. He controls us completely. It was just something that we didn't want to admit, and now I'm probably going to die because I said that.
You shouldn't have said that. Cut to breaking news. What are you doing? All right, so I think we talked about a lot of stuff. A lot of people have found out something about you. But here's two more questions for you. These are questions that I think we should start asking everybody that comes on the show, because I think that they're just kind of fun questions. Mm-hmm. So first question, one flavor from the beginning of your introduction into the hookah world. Maybe it's a flavor that you don't smoke anymore. Maybe it's a flavor that doesn't exist anymore. Maybe it's something that you forgot about, and now that I'm going to ask you, you'll figure it out. What is one flavor, not brand, flavor, just one, that you want to go back to?
Ooh.
That you want to revisit?
I want to smoke Tangier's Passion Fruit like I used to back in the day. Tangier's Passion Fruit used to be one of my all-time favorite flavors, and I used to smoke it religiously all the time. I used to order it continuously, and I used to love it so very much. And then it got to the point one day where I smoked it and I was sick of it. And even to this day, I can't smoke Tangier's Passion Fruit anymore, and I miss it so very much. Every time I try to smoke it, it reminds me of why I don't like it anymore. And I would love to find and experience that flavor that I used to love and smoke all the time. You know, Alpha Comma Passion Fruit has definitely topped it in my books when it comes to passion fruit flavors and stuff like that. But the way that I used to feel about Tangier's Passion Fruit, that's the flavor that I want to revisit one day in my hookah life.
You want the nostalgia.
I want that nostalgia. The nostalgia of Tangier's Passion Fruit.
Adrian, what you got?
This is one that people will probably be like, oh, you don't still smoke that stuff? Because I've talked about it, because I've only been doing this like hardcore hookah thing for like 3.5 years now. Maybe 4. I'm not sure. I don't keep that much track of that shit. Mazaya Lemon Mint, I used to smoke every day. Yeah, like is recent as a year ago. I kept it in stock always. And ever since then, I've moved on to find out that Alpha Comma makes a much better lemon mint than Mazaya. But there is something to be said about Mazaya's flavor profiles. Mazaya, like many tobaccos, tastes like Mazaya.
Yeah.
And that can be a good thing with their citrus flavors specifically. If you only want to commit 45 minutes to a smoke, Mazaya is a good way to go because it's very cost efficient too. And I think now that I'm saying it, I might just have to go buy myself a $10 $2.50 of Mazaya lemon mint, because that stuff's really good and I haven't touched it and I haven't even thought about it in a while.
Go back to it. Go back to it and embrace it like you used to.
Yeah.
The hard part.
I don't want mouth tips, Derek.
Yeah, the hard part is when you go back to it and you're like, I don't like this.
That's what I'm afraid of, because Alpha Comma hit the scene and now like Alfacher, there's a few sacred flavors from Alfacher that I don't stray from. I smoke a lot of Alfacher and Starbust because of the Alfacher and Starbust series respectively. Mm-hmm. But when I'm smoking like a lower flavor profile density, blonde leaf, kind of Middle Eastern style tobacco. It's got to be Alpha Kama. Like, that's probably the best one, in my opinion, out. That's not like a super modern style tobacco. It's just so good.
That is the blonde that brought me out of my 3-year Tangiers only.
Mm-hmm.
I smoked Tangiers only for 3 years, and then I met Badia, and he was like, just try this. And I tried a 50-gram box of the passion fruit.
Oh, what a good flavor.
I was like, yeah, that's like not – at that point, like, I feel like that's not even fighting fair.
Yeah, exactly.
So good. Like, I know that some people out there don't like the flavor, and, you know, everybody's got a different palate. But for me, it was like –
Rami's in the chat. He's the guy that sent me that box.
Oh.
Yo, shout out to the guy, Rami, who sent the package to Adrian. We appreciate
Rami, it. Rami, I did the unboxing, so I hope you like it, because I think I butchered your last name, Al Nasser. Have I tried Masaya Ice Lemon Mint? I like it better than the regular lemon mint. That's a fact. I think it's just better because the mint comes out a little bit more, and the lemon takes on a slightly more candied profile, so I agree. If you're into that, although I think there's something to be said for the old lemon mint. Sorry, I wanted to hit that before the scrolled all the way up. Sorry, Brett.
Yeah, you got to catch them before they're gone. All right, last question. And I feel like this is the cool question. What is one flavor that you have to have in stock? Ooh. And maybe it's not a specific brand flavor. Maybe it's like a style of flavor, or like a specific fruit or something like that. Or maybe it's a specific style, like dark leaf or something. I'll leave it open so that you can give the best answer possible. But like, what is that one thing that you have to, non-negotiable, have in your stock at all time for you to roll back on? Let's say if you're having a bad day or something, like, you just go home to it. It makes you happy. It's what you want to smoke 9 times out of 10. What's your fallback? What's your mandatory flavor or style? Start with Matt.
Oh my gosh. So there's two flavors when it comes to this, and it is a flavor profile. It is a floral sweet type of flavor. My favorite one that I immediately jump out to is Static Starlight from Tangiers. That's the flavor that I need to have in my stash at all times. That's the one that I want to come home to and I want to smoke. I can't keep it in stock because then I won't smoke the things that I need to smoke for reviews and things like that. But Static Starlight is a heads and tails above all the other flavors in my book, especially right now. Also, the Ultraviolet from Azure. I love that flavor so very much. Something recently that took me by surprise that I love to have in my stock is actually the Bermuda Mint and the Dubai Apple. Those flavors together just mesh into something that I don't even like two apple flavors. I don't like double apple flavors. But Dubai Apple, man, that stuff is lit and phenomenal. And then more recently, the flavor that I actually have been enjoying smoking the most, and I've been mixing it in everything that I've been doing, is actually the lemon ginger from Alpha Kama. I've had to stop myself from smoking it to get to my other stuff that I need to be smoking, but I've been throwing lemon ginger into everything that I smoke.
Where are people getting this?
It's on sites now. You can get it today.
Where can I buy it?
I believe you can get it at Five Star. I believe you can get it at Hookah John or Hookah Dash Isha. Badia's in the chat. Badia, where can we buy this lemon ginger from?
And while he's answering that, I saw this in chat. This stuff that Robbie sent me was, I believe, on behalf of Pipe Dream Hookah. But I do just want to shout it out real quick because he was nice enough, and now he's here at the AM Hookah Podcast. So everyone's cool with that. But he owns a shop in Yucca Valley, California, and it's called High Desert Smoke. So if you're in the area, go check it out. Because if he sells the stuff that he sent me, or he'll pack you bowls of the stuff he sent me, you're going to like that lounge.
So I think we have our first official shop that we approve of that we can add to a list.
I think so. Yes, for sure.
If you're listening, you got a shop, you got a lounge, you do the hookah thing in your life and your community, hit us up, go to the DMs, let us know who you are.
Slide.
We'd like to meet you.
Slide.
We'd like to find
DMs.
Out who you are, where you are, because I think that the part of us trying to grow this community, trying to build this lifestyle brand, you know, kind of playing back into this partnership with the THL lifestyle brand is to enable people to live that lifestyle. And so for some people who can't purchase stuff online, Adrian, you're not done yet. We still have to answer your question.
Can you cold ask me the question one more time?
No.
Then I'm just going to answer yes.
Okay, so the question is, what's the thing that you have to have in your stock in order for you to say, I'm happy with my stock right now? For Matt, it was a floral sweet flavor, kind of like the grape floral sweetness that comes from the Static Starlight. Yes. Or the Ultraviolet. By the way, Matt, I bought Ultraviolet on your recommendation, and it If you don't know how I smoke, I open a flavor and I smoke the flavor, and I smoke until it's gone because that's just how I am. I like to keep it fresh, and I like smoking single flavors. And that thing, normally I can get a 250 to last at least a week. That didn't even last 5 days.
Oh my gosh, that makes me so happy that you liked my recommendation, honestly, because I thought that flavor was fantastic. So I'm glad you enjoyed it as well.
Man, I was like, yeah, that's fire. All right, Adrian, hopefully we gave you enough time to think.
I could say a lot of things and I'd be lying. There's a lot of things that I'd like to keep, like plenty of Tangiers. I'm a big fan of cane. I love the K Peach is probably my favorite Tangiers flavor. But I go for a long time without having those in my stock. One thing that never leaves my stock ever is some form of a Middle Eastern style citrus mint, whether it's lemon mint or orange mint, that always absolutely has to be in my rotation because it's what I smoke in the morning. It's what I smoke when I don't know what to pack. And it's what I smoke when I'm like just chilling with friends and I'm not really paying too much attention to the session. Because you know us enthusiasts, we have two different kinds of sessions. We have the hanging out with our friends and bullshitting session. Then we have the almost cigar-esque, you sit down and you enjoy the different notes from your smoke and you enjoy the setup, the aesthetic. You might be enjoying some music, but you're enjoying yourself. Yeah.
You're getting the feels.
Exactly, exactly.
So citrus mint, is that like lemon mint, orange mint?
It can be either or, but my favorite is a blend. I don't know that Alpha Kama does this. Badia do this because I'll just buy 7 kilos of it. Alfacher makes a flavor called citrus mint, which is lemon orange mint, and it is perfect. And I've had Alpha Kama's lemon, orange, and mint, and that mix would just be better than Alfacher's. So, and no shade to Alfacher. I just think that because they're a global brand, but I think Alpha Kama's killing it with quality control.
I would agree with you 100%. I think Alpha Kama's really taken advantage of excelling in their niche. And
10 out of 10.
You know, I don't buy Alfacher anymore. I don't like it anymore. It doesn't do it for me.
That's fair. Now what about like Double Apple? Because Alfacher has like a legendary Double Apple in my opinion.
Yeah. Double Apple's a very strong flavor. Mm-hmm. So if it's there, it's there. And there's like no going there's no hiding it, you know. Yeah. It's a niece.
Yo, Rami, black licorice.
Rami just plugged the actual how you can GPS your way to the smoke shop. So go check it out.
Yeah, I think that's only like a 16-hour drive for me. So I'll see what my weekend is looking like.
Dude, just drive on down there, baby. Tell them I said what's up. Bring a cardboard cutout of me.
Yeah, exactly. I'll rock you like Badia.
That's a, like that's he a, wasn't the
expo. Yeah, that's an expo joke. Everyone's laughing at home right now. I promise it's happening.
I got a picture with the cutout.
I did too.
I got to meet Badia. He's a little thinner than I thought. His humor was a little paper thin, but you know, it is what.
Okay, I'm cutting you off right there.
Flat personality.
At the end of it. Well, guys, I have run out of questions, and I think that you guys have been very gracious by opening up and sharing all your insights. So thank you for having me on to pick your brains. And I don't know any hookah puns, but I'll think of one and we'll come back next week with it.
Do we want to take maybe one or two phone calls just for the very end of the show, just because we haven't taken any for the season yet.
Yeah.
And I think there might be some one or two phone calls. Okay. Let me pull this up real quick. Here's our phone number. You can see it right there. The phone number is live. It's 319-527-3235. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That means you guys will be able to hear calls. That's good.
Let's put some guidelines on the call-ins.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe I didn't ask a question that you wanted answered. Maybe there's a better question that you have. Maybe you're sitting back there with a degree in journalism and you're like, yo, Bracken, I got to teach you how to write interview questions. Whatever you got, call us in. Let us know. These questions are going to be either geared towards any of us here. Matt Pear is – what are you pointing at, Matt Pear, for? Matt Pear for?
What you're saying.
Well, if you look at the actual thing that we have up on YouTube, it looks from their perspective like I'm pointing down at the phone number.
It's over there.
For you, it is – yeah, it's right there. You're a better person to point at it than me.
I'll Dana White this. Call now to receive your opportunity to speak to Matt or Adrian. Ask us your questions. Pick their brains. Call now. 319-527-3235. Can't guarantee answers. Liabilities are picked up by you.
Rule number one, no cinnamon. No, if cinnamon's here, go ahead and call cinnamon. Just don't be creepy. That's all I ask. Also, by the way, we're only 3 likes away from the Captain Wetbeard like goal. So if you want to smash that like button real quick and let us hit that like goal for the episode, we would obviously super appreciate it. If you haven't already done it, like it, share the podcast, sub to it as well. Oh, we got somebody on the line right now. Area code 623. Who is this?
This is Johnny Hetfield Hookah.
What's up?
You guys hear me?
Yeah, can you hear us or not?
Yeah, I can.
Can you hear Adrian? Adrian, say something to him.
I'm saying something to you.
Can you hear him? Hold on a second. I just changed it right now. Adrian, go ahead and say something now.
Can you hear me now? Matthew's doing the technical difficulties thing again.
Yeah, I can hear you, bro.
Tight. What's up, buddy?
What's up, Jonathan? How are you?
Just smoking in my garage.
Hey, are you smoking with that neural hose?
Oh, yeah.
Never puts it down. Never puts it down.
What can we do for you? What's your question for the show, man?
Just seeing how y'all doing about the hookah industry.
About the hookah industry? Do you have a focused question that you want us to answer, or just kind of rattle in general?
Well, are y'all going to be at the expo?
Yes, we are both. All 3 of us are planning on being at the expo for sure.
Hopefully we can drag Austin out there too.
Are you planning on being there as well?
Oh, fuck yeah, bro.
Awesome.
Hey, there you go. Can't have a better answer than that.
Well, thank you, dude. What?
Just saying, nope, you're right. It's awesome.
All right, man. Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and drop you from the call, okay?
I think you said something about the hookah industry.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, as general as it gets, I'm happy with where it's going. You see cool stuff coming out of international markets. You see domestic markets having to sharpen their pencils and get to work, because Russia's pumping out some pipes right now that people are buying. They're eating them up.
Austin just said that he is also going to be at the expo. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All 4 of us, the AM hookah team, is going to be there at the expo. This is going to be absolutely phenomenal. We do have another call on the line right now. The area code is 212. Area code 212, who is this?
Hi, this is Cinnamon.
Cinnamon, what's going on, baby?
I don't appreciate that guy's in the chat calling me a creep, because I love you, Adrian, and I want to know if you're single, if you got a girlfriend, or what's up, because I want to bang you.
Okay, Cinnamon, thank you for your call. We appreciate it so much. I told you not to be creepy.
Yo, Cinnamon, dial 555-3133. That's my personal number, and we can talk.
We'll take one more call if somebody can call in the next, like, 5 minutes or so. 319-527-3235. If you have a question, if not, it's cool. We will take calls on another episode as well.
Answer that question. Yes, we will be at the expo.
Yeah, so look out for Adrian if you're going to be there, Cinnamon. Oh, my God. Yeah. Cinnamon, we're going to – or Adrian, we're going to have to hook you up on a date with Cinnamon, I think. I think that's what we're going to have to have happen.
Yeah, Rachel will love that.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So we had one question asked that we have over here pinned up that I think we'll go ahead and answer while we wait to see if we get a call. And if we don't get a call by the end of it, then we'll just move on and end the show. Moyes actually asked, what's your favorite flavor from each one of these brands? Alfaker, Alfacama, Azur, Tangiers, and Trifecta. So I'll answer just because I can see it off to my bat real quickly. My favorite flavor from Alfaker is probably going to be guava. My favorite flavor from Alfacama is probably going to be, I want to say guava again, but I'm not going to. Honestly, it's probably the lemon ginger or the ice pear. Both those flavors are phenomenal. When it comes to Azur, my favorite flavor has turned into ultraviolet and or royal mango. Those are both really good flavors. And then when it comes to Tangiers, I'm going to have to go Static Starlight or Pink Grapefruit. And Trifecta, I can't get enough of Peppermint Shake. That thing is absolutely phenomenal. And Enigma. Those flavors are great.
You can see the question, so ask me each brand as it's listed.
Okay. Alfaker.
Favorite Alfaker flavor, Double Apple.
Comma.
Ooh, okay.
Just one.
Passion Fruit Mango Freeze.
Freeze? Oh.
Yeah.
Azur.
Azur Lemon Muffin Blonde Lime.
Blonde Lemon Muffin Tangiers.
K-Peach.
Ooh. I like it.
That is a very divided. House divided on that one. And last one's Trifecta.
Lime, Dark Leaf.
Ooh. Okay. You know how I feel about that line. What about you, Bracken? I want to hear your thoughts as well. What are your favorite flavors from each one of these brands?
Definitely. Alfacker, I haven't smoked it in a really long time. Back in the day, I was a big fan of the orange cream and the double apple. But like I said, not my thing anymore. Alfacama, that's not fair, by the way, to ask that because there's so many good flavors. Picking one, lemon iced tea. I think that really hits home for me. It's really good lemon iced tea flavor. Azure. I've only smoked one Azure flavor. It was the dark line, a black line, whatever they call it, and it was the ultraviolet.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that. Tangiers. So I like Tangiers in general.
This guy is the Tangiers guy right here. Like, he's somebody that's going through the entire library of all of the Tangiers that exist in the world. And he is someone that I trust heavily when it comes to Tangiers flavors. So to hear this answer, I'm very excited about it.
We just hit the light goal, by the way.
Oh, awesome. Thank you guys so very much for hitting the Captain Wetbeard light goal. Appreciate it so very much.
I'm going to skip Tangiers. Trifecta. My favorite Trifecta blonde is peppermint shake. My favorite Trifecta dark is, what's it called? Natural Order.
Oh, I need to try that. Leather. I need to try
leather
that.
Leather flavor.
You don't like Natural Order?
No, you asking me?
I need to try it.
Leather?
Yeah, I get this leather note that's so pleasing. I love Natural Order.
Okay, like chewing on some rawhide or something.
In a weird way, kind of like how Lebanese Bombshell has cedar as the main flavor. It gets like this leathery motif. I think it's very good.
Natural Order, melon,
mm-hmm.
lime, grapefruit, mm-hmm. and
leather.
No, it's not.
It's leather. He just said it.
Sage.
So that, yeah, there's just some of those flavors mixing. I get this like vaguely kind of really earthy, leathery. It's not like actual leather, but leather is the only word that really does the flavor I'm getting justice. Natural Order is one of the better flavors.
So the best Tangiers flavor I ever smoked was bug powder. And it was a chocolate mint floral bug powder.
Yeah, because that changes, right? That's like trying to pick the tabletop.
Yeah.
So it was one variation I got one time, which isn't really a fair answer, but it was chocolate mint and floral.
Oh my gosh, guys. I just found out in the chat that we have going on over here for ourselves, Captain Whipper just named off his favorites, and he said that his favorite Alfacker flavor is watermelon. His favorite Azure flavor is actually cigar. Tangiers is anything cashmere. And his favorite or pineapple or I-L-T-O-C-B.
That one breakfast.
Yeah, okay. And then Trifecta is actually lime as well. But I got some sad news to report to you guys. Captain Wetbeard has never tried any Alpha Comma flavors. We need to fix this as a team here at the AM Hookah Podcast. You don't worry about a thing, Captain Wetbeard. We're going to fix this for you. You don't worry about nothing. We got your back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Over here at the AM Hookah Podcast, we're the body of squad.
We love that Alpha Comma. We got one more caller. We're going to go ahead and take it, and this will be the last caller of the night. The area code is 5100. Area code 510. Who is this?
This is Paul. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Paul.
What's
how are you doing?
Eddie?
Hey, man. I was, this is Eddie. Sorry. I forgot I was doing that here. I just had dinner, and I thought I would say hi.
What are you smoking?
Looks like the whole team is assembled. I'm about to try pear watermelon again.
Oh, did you you acclimated a little bit this time, correct?
Yeah, it's been out overnight, so we're gonna see if the flavors stick to it this time around.
Nice. I love to acclimate my Sevilla orange. It took me a night. I've never had to do it before, but I acclimated it, and now it's good.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with this batch. It's been like this the last three bags I opened. It was like I opened it up, there was a big whiff of tobacco. It wasn't like too juicy, too flavorful.
Awesome.
But let's see.
Well,
fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed that everything goes good for you. Thank you so much for calling, though, Paul. We appreciate it, as always. Can't wait to see you again. Are you going to be in New York, man?
I will be in New York. I will be in Florida as well.
Come to Chicago this year too, dude.
See me around. I will also be in the expo. So a lot of hookah trips going on this year, which means no new pipes.
Yeah, I got to save up that money for sure. Well, thank you so much
for
calling,
Paul. You go to the expo and pick up three pipes there.
He probably will. Well, thank you so much for calling, Paul. We appreciate it. We'll be talking to you more later, okay?
All right, buddy.
All right, later, bye. Guys.
Take it easy, Eddie.
Thanks, Paul, Eddie, whoever you go by.
Eddie. Tom Petty.
Tom Petty, exactly. All right, I think that's going to do it for the show. You can find the AM Hookah Podcast all over the internet. You can find us on Twitter under AM Hookah Podcast or AM Hookah. You can find us on Instagram at AM Hookah Podcast. You can find us here on YouTube, obviously, where you are at. You can also find us on Twitch, twitch.tv/AM Hookah. You can find me at Matt Dezen everywhere that you look, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. Also, AM Hookah Podcast has a Facebook group and a Facebook page, so go and check those out. The Facebook group is growing.
Join the Facebook.
We are growing and we're having some fun stuff going on in there, so make sure you do that. You can also go and find THL or The Hookah Lounge at their group as well. Adrian, where can we find you?
You like unboxing tutorials, reviews, or just general hookah content, go check me out over on YouTube. That's going to be Pipe Dream Hookah. And if you want to look at some hookah porn or maybe my dead ass Twitter account, go check me out at @the_pipedream over on Instagram and Twitter.
And what about you, Bracken? Where can people find you if they're interested in seeing what you're all about? Let's talk very briefly and quickly about pack mats. I feel bad that this is the first time we're mentioning it throughout the entirety of the show, but
Shut up. If you don't know, I make pack mats, me and my wife. That's our tag team effort that we do a little Etsy shop. You can find it at packmats.com, packmatz.com. And they're awesome. People like them. I haven't had any complaints yet. If you have a complaint, DM me. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to make the product better. But as of right now, it's a pretty good iteration because everybody loves them. So let me pat my own back real quick.
Should we talk about how they cure cancer or like can stop a bullet or anything like that? No, nothing.
They actually don't do any of that.
They don't?
Oh.
Oh, my mistake. My mistake.
They keep your counters clean and they add some style to your pack station. If you are married to someone who is tired of you using the quality cutting boards to chop your shisha and they don't like the contamination or the crossover, get a pack mat. Your loved one or your roommate or your mom, your dad, your grandma, whoever it is that doesn't like what you're doing will like that you bought a pack mat.
That's the truth right there. I think that's going to do it for us. Any final closing thoughts, Adrian or Bracken?
Guys, we have merch. We're working on it. We're trying to sell it. You can find it by hitting the exclamation point merch in the chat for those watching on YouTube. If you aren't on YouTube, come find us on Teespring. And that being said, if you're not watching us on YouTube right now, if you are digesting this as a medium of audio, come check us out on YouTube. Come check us out on Facebook. We would love to meet you and know who you are and interact with you. We have we're trying to build a community on the Facebook page. So come be a part of that and, no question is a dumb question unless it's a dumb question, but we'll still answer it. You might get a dumb answer. No promises.
No promises. If you want to support the show, one of the easiest ways to do that is when you do find us in an audio version, subscribe to us. If you want to follow us on Twitch, it helps a ton. And then also subscribing here on the YouTube channel as well. Those things help immensely, and we really do appreciate it a ton. I think that's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for watching, guys. Until next time, keep on smoking. See you later. Bye.
Bye.